This episode is part of the Pool's Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. It's one way we serve local officials through integrity, public service, fiscal responsibility, and operational excellence. As always, please direct specific questions about coverage to your member services manager.
Welcome to episode 23 in the Risk Pool Stronger Together podcast series. In today's episode, I'm interviewing Risk Pool Assistant Executive Director Mike Raines. Mike is retiring soon after 37 years of service to the pool and its members. Listen on to hear Mike's insights about the pool's growth over his almost four-decade tenure here. But first, let me give you some stats on pool employment tenure in general. The average tenure of pool staff, we have around 250 employees, is 13 years. We have a total of 68 employees with 20 or more years of service, and 39 of those have 25 or more years of service. That's a lot of experience, and Mike, I think, is the one with the longest serving tenure as of right now. Welcome back. I'm now here with Mike, who I've had the pleasure to get to know over the past 20 plus years. Welcome, Mike. I've said your tenure is more than 37 years. What year does that mean you started here?
December 16th, 1985 was the day I walked through the door.
Wow. The pool is about to celebrate its 50th anniversary, and you've been here for essentially four-fifths of that time. Tell us what led you to the pool originally.
I was a claims adjuster working in San Antonio back in 84, 85. I had a mentor, my brother-in-law, that told me, Mike, there's a position open in Austin that I think it's with an organization that's really going to take off. And he advised me to go apply for it. And I did. And I was hired, lucky enough.
Do you remember how many people worked here when you started?
It's funny, Big TML, the association, the risk pool and the TML health benefits pool all worked on the 10th floor of Southwest Tower back in the day. There probably wasn't more than 20 people in all three of the organizations.
Yeah, some listeners may not know that TML, us, and the TML health pool were at one time all under one organization. We later split into three separate but related entities so each could focus on its core mission. Tell us how the pool has changed since you started.
We've become a much more sophisticated and larger organization over the years. Our relationship with our members is much, much more meaningful now than it ever has been, because through our claims handling process, that's pretty much been the same the whole time. We're much more involved in training. The underwriting process has taken on an entirely new role that is more tuned towards helping the cities really refine managing their risk. And so we're doing a better job than we ever had before. That's the main thing that's happened with the risk pool. We've become much more sophisticated and better at what we do.
And what would you say is your greatest achievement at the pool?
All of the folks that I was responsible for bringing on to the risk pool over the years and watching them build careers. And heck, some of them have already retired before me. And so that's been very, very fulfilling for me to watch people build careers that I was responsible for bringing on to this great organization.
What about the greatest challenge you faced?
When I was elevated to claims manager, I was only 28 years old. And most of the people that, you know, the adjusters and supervisors that I was working with were older than me. And so I really felt a lot of pressure when I was young to make sure that I knew everything about everything. And, you know, that probably made me a little bit of a poor manager at the time, but it was something that I became more comfortable with over time, because you really need to empower your people. You can't micromanage them, because they'll never grow and they'll never learn. And so I think that was probably my biggest challenge, is being a young manager and, you know, all of the leadership and development and the learning and development stuff that we have now, the resources that we have, I really wish they would have been around back then, because being self-taught on that, you know, it was a tough deal.
Tell me what you think the very best thing about the pool is.
Serving people. I've heard so many folks that work with us. A lot of people have a service-oriented heart, and this is a perfect place for them to work, because you get to help city officials, city employees. You get to help third parties that interact with those city employees. You get to help people from all over the state. And it's really a great platform to be able to do that from.
It's just been in the past few years that the pool has developed our set of core values. Of those core values, fiscal responsibility, operational excellence, integrity, and public service, does any one stand out as being the most meaningful to you?
I've always loved helping people, and so public service is what has resonated with me most throughout the years, and so I have to say public service is the key for me.
And if you could change one thing about the pool, what would that be?
I wish we would have embraced technology earlier, because we are still busy trying to catch up in many ways. And we've become way more sophisticated than we ever were before. So we've done some great things, but there's still a deficit there. And there's plenty of fertile ground to be plowed on the technology front for us. And our initiatives in making most of our initiatives nowadays is towards making our members, their experience better with the use of technology. And I'm really excited to watch the pool go forward and fulfill that.
Mike, as you reflect on your career at the pool, what do you think will be your most gratifying memory?
Well, it's all the relationships that I've been able to build over the years. All of the mentors that I've had, you know, Tony Corios, all of these iconic people that existed with TML and the Wrist Pool over the years have taken me under their wing. And I've benefited from every one of those relationships. So the relationships that I've had over the years are what I'm going to take with me more than anything. In the current relationships that I have with you and everyone else that I interact with, I'm rooting for all of you. I'm going to be watching from the sidelines now, but I really am humbled by all of the friends and the great relationships that I've had over the years. That's one of the most gratifying things.
Anything else? I know Synergy and the Best Roofing Program are very near and dear to your heart.
One more thing. I have to say this. Some of the things that we've come up with in the past few years, I guess maybe 10 years, where better service is being given to our members, especially on the property side. I'll tell you, some of the things that we're doing nowadays, we're bringing contractors to our members in time of need, is really a great thing, because when you think about the kind of members that we primarily serve, they are small and medium-sized towns, and they don't have the access to contractors and architects and all of the things that they need to recover, especially after a hurricane or a big calamity. And if we can bring those resources to them and do that within our coverage, we are serving them in a way that we never even imagined back in the 90s and the earlier 2000s. And it's been very well received. So being in the initial phases of doing that and building that, and now David Nix is taking it to a whole new level, that's been very gratifying to me to watch.
Listeners can learn more about those turnkey recovery partners we've talked about by checking out episodes 4 and episode 6 of this podcast. So we've gone through the stuff related to the pool. What about you? What are your favorite pastimes going to be in retirement?
You know, Scott, I have a big family all over the state, and so I want to spend a lot of time, more time anyway, going and seeing them. I have a ton of great nieces and nephews that play sports all over the state, so Uncle Mike wants to go see them. Both of my kids have actually told me that they are getting married in 2024. So I'm going to be spending a lot of great times getting ready for those events. And my wife and I are huge A&M fans, so we already go to all of the home football games, but we're probably going to spend even more time going all over the place watching A&M sports.
You know I'm an Aggie too, so that sounds awesome. What other plans do you have?
I'm toying with the idea of maybe even going back to school, getting a master's degree. We'll see how much time I have to devote to that. And I want to start breaking 100 at golf more often. So I need to get better at that. And I love to play guitar. So I'm going to spend some more time doing that stuff. But bottom line, I'm going to just do a lot of things that are fun. I'm going to do them on my terms, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Mike, those plans sound awesome. Thank you for your friendship, for joining me today, and for your long service to the pool, its staff, and its members.
Hey, I really appreciate what you do.
Okay, that's it for this episode. We'll talk again soon.
To review written materials associated with the presentation or to ask Scott a question, please visit www.tmlirp.org and click on the Stronger Together podcast link. Please remember that the information in this episode is provided for informational purposes only and doesn't constitute legal advice. We recommend that you review the podcast and the accompanying written materials with your attorney prior to taking action.